Talmud Esra Sfirot, Volume 1, Part 11, page Elef Samech Aleph, Item 109, The Words of the Eli, Item Kuftet.
And we'll go back to the matter that the Mem of Tzelem is the clothing of Mochin in Dar of Dvuna, and Lamed of Tzelem is the second descension of the Mochin when it's clothed inside Chagat of Dvuna, and there are only three Sfirot of Chagat each out of ten, and that's how it comes to Lamed, which is 30. Because the clothing are not on three Chagat alone, only three. Although the Mochin are four, they are still not clothed in content, and that's why the clothing on them is not descended, which are three. And even though there are only two and a half Sfirot, it is still called Lamed, because half Sfirah of Tiferet Tzvunah is not part of Lamed of Tzelem. This is a lot of stuff. Let's go over it again. Okay, let's read again. Item Kuftet. And we'll go back to the matter that Mem of Tzelem is the clothing of Mochin in Dar of Tzvunah. The first four. Mem de Tzelem is the clothing of the Mochin inside of the first four Dvuna. So, I'm not like you, I don't have a brain, don't go so fast. So, we have the four first Sfirot of Dvuna. And it is called Mem of Tzelem. And Lamed of Tzelem is the second descension of Mochin when it closed inside of Chagat of Dvuna. So what is Dar? Keter Chochma Bina Da'at. And then we have Chesed Gvura Tiferet. And this is Lamed. And the are only three Sfirot of Chagat, each one is included of 10, and that's why it's Lamed, 30. So Rav writes 3 times 10, which is 30 Lamed. And Mem, because it's 4 times 10, which is 40. Mem. Letter Mem, 40. Because the clothing are but three of Chagat, although the Mochin are four, but they are closed inside of them, and the clothing do not appear outside, which are three, and even though there are only two and a half Sfirot, they are still called Lamed, meaning that there is Mem, which is the internal part, and it's closed inside of Lamed, and all of it is closed in something more external, which is called Tzadik. Yes. And the matter is, because half of Sfirot Tiferet Tzvunah isn't at all part of the Lamed of Tzelem, because it is the Keter of Tzadik the Tzelem. Meaning that Tzadik is lower, and Tiferet is divided to two. Let's make it bigger. Please, go on. Half of it above Chazeh, and half of it below Chazeh. So we know that Tiferet always divided like the nature of Bina, which is the divided to Gar and Zad. So although we say Lamed, which is 30 Sfirot, in fact it's only 2.5 Sfirot, meaning 25. So you're having a light. Where? We're going to page Elef Samer Gimel, Kombi. But it didn't say anything about Tzadik, right? He said that it was half of self-defense. But Mem is 40, Lamed is 30, and Tzadik is 90. So, how does it come to 90? I don't know. He didn't say. So, I don't know. Okay, so, in a light, Kuftet. Who thinks? Does anyone have an excuse? You know, you read in advance. At home. No. What's special about Tzadik? What is so special about Tzadik? That in Patsuf Tvuna, that its last part enters the Anpin. Maybe because it's because it belongs to the Anpin, maybe this is the solution. So not only that it has three Sfirot or four Sfirot of his own, Tani or Tanim, but because it is connected to the Anpin. So maybe we add to the Sfirot of Vona those parts in the Anpin which are in contact with it, and we come to 90. Maybe. I don't know, maybe, we'll see. Okay, item Kuftet in a light. Kombi. And this is what it says. This is what he says. Mem of Tselem is the clothing of Mochen in the first four of Dvuna. The intention is not the first four of the second Dvuna, because the second Dvuna does not clothe at all in the Anpin and has no attitude to it, because it is from the aspect of internality and not from the aspect of the Anpin. But the intention here is on this third Dvuna, which is the Dvuna that descended to be dwelling as Vak. And although it does not have Gar still, we are speaking only from the aspect of surrounding lights, meaning that in the future they will become Gar, after the Anpin will ascend man to adultness, meaning when the Chagat will come of Dvuna Gimel, come back to be Kachbad, and the Mochin of Gar will be influenced to the Anpin. And since the Anpin is incorporated in it, in this coupling, then the Mochin of the Anpin will close in Chagat of this Dvuna, meaning when it will come back to the aspect of Rosh. And that's why it is called Mem of Tzelem, on the name of the future incorporating that will be found in this Chagat. And this is what he says, Lamed, which is the second descension of the Mochen, when it closed inside of Chagat of Dvuna. There is a great understanding in Lamed of this Lamed of Tzelem, because it was already clarified that the Chagat of this third Dvuna is called Mem of Tzelem, because the Kachbad are incorporated in it, which is the aspect of Rosh that extends that brings to the coupling of adultness for the Zeranpin when he ascends to the second conception. That then this Chagat will come back again to be Kachbad and Rosh, and that's why we need to understand very well the matter of this Lamed, which is the aspect of the future Chagat that will come out in the third Vuna. Because in the time of adultness that Eta Ta'a descends from the nine and upwards, that the lower Hay descends from the nine and raises the Achab back, then these two upper thirds of Nei are found that it is found that these two upper thirds of each one of the Chagat becomes head. Again, we're not speaking about Sfirot. It's not that the legs are connected to the head or the chest go up to the head. We're talking about the power of them. You think with your head or you don't think with your head, like we're saying. We're speaking about measures and how much power this spiritual vessel is working. So we measure it in the names of the Sfirot, only in names. But surely we're speaking about Masach of Yud Partsuf that does an action that is measured as Chagat, Nei, Chabad, part of it, part of that. What kind of attributes he takes inside each action. Is it clear? So don't think that now we're playing with the parts of the Sfirot, the parts of the Patsuf. And this is about everything that he says. This third goes into this third. That we're talking about the attitude of the one Patsuf to the other Patsuf, to the other state, that something of it comes in another part of the second one. We must have a clear understanding that the attitude is attitude of quality and not of quantity. So we're not talking about parts of the Sfirot, but about the quality of the influence of one state on another state. What's mochen which are clothed inside of tvuna in a different quality of clothing? These are its state. I don't understand. The inner light. The light of chokhmah, illumination of chokhmah, the inner illumination of chokhmah is called mochen. In simple, yes. You said that mochen are clothed in different quality, which is called tzadik lamed omem. We're talking about different clothes. All the mochen should be clothed inside of returning light. Direct light is always clothed inside of returning light. So where does this returning light comes? It comes from the upper one, like we're saying that the mother is extending her legs until the chazeh, the chest of the rampin. I remember I read these words for the first time when I opened the Talmud HaSeirot Sfirot. It was a very special occasion. Before I even understood, and then I found this book in my penthouse, and above the penthouse I had another room. It was in darkness, in the middle of the night. I didn't study. I just bought books. I didn't study with anyone. It was in the winter, and there were lightnings. And I opened the book, and it says one man that comes from one edge to the other edge. I remember what I imagined, and outside it was crazy weather. And I'm a very realistic person, but still I remember how my imagination started working. It's lucky me that I'm not too emotional and I'm very realistic. So God forbid, we're not speaking so much of corporality. But we need to remember that mochin, or tselem, or mother extends her legs, means that it gives power, strength to the rampin, and what kind of attributes, and what kind of and these attributes are called chest, meaning that you're projecting your attributes on somebody else. On what attributes of him does it influence? This is what it's called until the chest. because you're speaking about the combination of spiritual characters, attributes, and you call it from head to chest. So you're going according to the language of branches, meaning the projection of corporal projection that gives us these kind of names for these kinds of spiritual relations. When you see a picture on the computer screen, you say, "Wow, it's so nice, so many colors, so many shapes." Speak with someone who sees the program and sees the electric vibes that run after your picture, and he will say it's all about potentials, plus, minus. He won't be so emotional like you are about what you see. So we need to pass to the understanding of Kabbalists. Why? Because you'll start being emotional like they are from these electricity vibes, because you understand how it works, how all of these powers are working, and this external picture we must abolish. This is the key in studying, the key to enter more inside, to go more inside for the real picture. All the forbidden on studying was about it, that people were not developed yet, they were primitive, they didn't understand anything, the internal development was not enough, and they would fix everything on external stuff, and there was a breaking. They fell inside the depth of the will to receive, and the brain next to the will to receive, the mind did not develop yet, and during the exile they suffered more and more, and with this suffering they developed the intellect system, and then a person becomes more capable of developing a more virtual attitude, more detached from matter. This allows the development of science, the development of ideas, and according to that also the person can develop a different attitude towards spirituality. That's why today we can study, because people developed to a state where they can imagine something outside of the matter, outside of the corporality. Otherwise, Kabbalists would not allow us to study. If we would interpret everything that is written here, like it's according to the words, it's a true sin. So we need to get rid of so many things that one says to another, words that are about body parts. This is not so bad. This is not so bad, because we imagine a spiritual patsuf. But when we read about mitzvot and the tefillin and talit, we immediately think about corporal stuff. When we read about day and night, immediately we think about spiritual states, and we're not. When we read about day and night, we immediately think about corporal stuff and not about the spiritual states, which are with light or not with light. And as much as we develop, we are capable of studying.
line Michagat, and know that that these Ilayin Shelani that rose up and Itavu Lechagat, they are called Lamed of Tselem. And understand well that in Chagat, at the time of the growing, there is two discernments. One, Gimel Shlishim of the lower, that remained of Chagat. And the second is Gimel Shlishim Ilayin that rose up from Nehi. And understand that Gimel Shlishim, the lower that remained there from Chagat, they are not called Lamed of Tzalem, but the same Gimel Shlishim, the upper that rise from there, from the Nei, they are called Lamed de Tzelem. But then they said that Lamed de Tzelem is a descent, second descent of the Mochin that is clothed in the Chagat of Tuna. Because after they came out, the mochin of the zivug that happened at the Rosh of Tuna, then they came down and were clothed begimel shlishin shel anehi of Tuna that rose up and became Chagat. And in this, they became a mochin deserving to come down to the clothing of Zeranpin, because the Zeranpin was not able to receive only from the discernment of Nei de Tuna, and not from the Bchinat Chagat of Tuna. Because Chabad of Zeranpin is dressed in the Gal Nei of Tuna, meaning in the same Gal that returned and became Chagat. But Chagat, not the Tuna itself. And this who is, the Rav is exacting in his calling of the second descent, meaning from they came down from the Chabad Chagat of Tuna, that they still, there is no clothing in the vessels for the need of Zeranpin. And now that they came down to the discernment of Alamin, that is Gimel Shishin Alein of Nei, that became Chagat, here they already came the mochin to the discernment of the clothing of the need of Zeranpin. And here they said, and here there is nothing but bet, sfirot, and a half, and there is, it's called lamin. And the issue is that a half of the sfirav deferet of Tuna is not included in lamin, because it is the Keter of Tzadik of Tzelem. And you have to know that Keter of Zeranpin does not belong at all to Zeranpin. But he is completely, this is the light and this is the vessel. Especially in the innerness of Binah, this is the discernment of a Chab Shel Madrig, of the state. It doesn't have its own Rosh. And this, the Shlish Tachon of Tiferet, does not include itself with the Gimel Shlishin of Nehi, that rose up and became Chagat. Nehi belongs to Zeranpin. Nehi is in Zeranpin. And the Shlish Tachon of Tiferet, it does not belong to Zeranpin. It is a higher part. That means to say, there is as if a third lower part, Netzach Hod Yesod. This lower third is a part, it is as if it appears in Zeranpin, but it does not belong to it. This is a third of Tiferet, lower third of Tiferet. And that it seems that it's missing from them a half a sphira. And here he says that in every place they are called Lamed, like it's written before us. And the issue of the Tam of the second Tziyur that says that when the Zohar comes out, its place will be clarified. Yes. What? What does it mean to say that it doesn't belong to Zeranpin? how is the Rampin connected to it? A little bit. It's inner. And these surround them, and the second one surround them. What did you ask? I asked about the relationship between Zerampin and Tzadik. He's saying that there's no connection. So how does he connect to it? We are not learning the connection between Tvunot and Zerampin. How they help Zerampin. How the Bina gives him something. But we are learning everything in a general Torah. There is Bina, general Bina. It's called Tuna Aleph. That's the part of it that is above the Chazeh. And the part that is lower than the Chazeh, from the Chazeh to the Siyum, is called Tuna Bet. Isut. Or the first Tuna that is the second, that there is another Tuna, a part of it that comes to Zerampin actually. That is the third Tuna, Tuna Gimel. You can say Bina by itself, Bina, this is Ima, this is Tuna, Ima is Bet, of coarseness, of Yut. Tuna is, it makes itself as if Aleph, but it's still Bet. But it's still Bet. But in relation to Ima, it's Aleph, but it's still Bet. And in the third Tuna that belongs to Zerampin, that enters into Zerampin, this is Zerampin, this is Aleph, of Aviyut. Aviyut of Zerampin. This Aviyut Aleph. Here, from Bina, comes the Ashpa'a to Zerampin. This is how it connects to them. Therefore, there is a need of a few pictures. Bet of Aviyut, Bet David Lavshut, and Aleph Daviyut, and the preparation of Zerampin, and the Ashpa within it, the influence, bestowal within it. What is the connection between the Sfirat Keter and the third part of Teferet that doesn't belong to He, that doesn't belong to the bestowal of to Zerampin? What is the connection? Well, he's not talking about this, so why do you have to get into that? Where are we? In letter Kuf Yud Zayin. So now he's talking about Tselem itself. Now he's going to talk about the birth of the Tselem. How is it birth? It's not the passing on. It's the passing on of the powers of correcting the vessel, that from the upper to the higher. You have to remember that aside from Bina Datsilut, no one treats the souls, Neshamot. Here we are talking about the most important thing. There's nothing other than this. Everything that is above Bina Datsilut, we don't attain it. To the lower, there's no connection to what is above the Bina. And below Bina, it's all lower. So we're saying that the only connection between Bina and Zon is this connection, is our connection to the higher. Don't forget this. These are very important things. Yes. Letter Kufyet, Aleph Samed Bet, the words of the Ari. And here we will clarify that how these mochin are called tzelem, and they became the discernment of tzelem. And the issue is that hine, that the lechem came out of tfuna. These mochin that were directed to zeranpin, that is the bet, and that are clothed in the tfuna bet, that it is gimel. It means to say that this is how they descend from Bina to the first Tfuna, to the second Tfuna, and then to Zon. And so forth. And indeed, this clothing is partitioned to a few Prinot, because the beginning before it came out, these Mochin, there was Zamrampin Ish Balvak, and he had Tzelem Aleph Alavak. And this same Tzelem was said, this is what he is called an Ish, if he gets one Tzelem. Because still Zeranpin is called Ish and not an Adam, and now, these Mochin that are called Tzelem, are called Tzelem Adam, because he is already called a full Adam. And on this Tzelem it is said that Elohim is Bina, it is called
Adam.
Now, then it is called Adam. Then in the Betzelem, Elohim made the Adam, because Zeranpin is called Adam, and Tzelem is called Tzelem Adam. This is called the Motchin, the Tfuna of the Bina that comes to Zeranpin. It is always called Tzelem. If this Mochin that in a special state of Vak is called Ish, if this Mochin brings Zeranpin to a state, to another state, it's called Adam. It depends on the power of the influence of Bina on Zeranpin. Yes, Ish, Adam, Gevil, Tinok, many names for these states. Letter Kuf Yet Bet. And know that the generality of the phase of Tzelem, of this Tzelem, is one name that is called Havaya, because of the Mochin of Gadlut is called Havaya. And understand this. That means to say, the Tzelem of Adam, the Mochin that comes to Adam, is always Havaya. What does it mean? It can't pass from one to other, other than fullness. It's clear. It always comes in sections of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Gimel Otiyot, the beginning, that are called Gimel Otiyot of Tzelem, the last Hey are called Dmut. So we have Yud Kei, and here Hey Tata'a. So they are called Tzelem, Tzadik, Lamed, Mem. And less than this, Tzadik already entered Tachton, and less than this is Dmut. There's Tzelem and then there's Dmut. What is it? We don't know. There has to be a full Havaya from the Ashpa of the upper to the lower. That means to say, aside that Bina separates itself to a few parts, even after it partitions itself to Kama parts from the higher to the lower, from its influence to the lower, there's something that's called Hey Tata, that is Dmut, that doesn't belong to the Tachton, but also doesn't belong to the bestowal of Bina to the Tachton. it belongs. The dmut is something that is born in the lower from the ashpa'a of the higher. What's with you? We haven't learned anything yet. I don't understand why tzaddik. It seems like that it's tzaddik. We'll say you're right. We're already after this. More. Who wanted to ask something? So we are in the line Shehem. And this, and the klalut of Tzelem and Admut is a full man, Adam, that is called Zon, that these are the letters Yud, Ke, Vav with the last He. Yes. So our Tzelem became Adam, that is not a Anosh, but an Adam. That in the Tzelem of Elohim, which is Bina, Tzelem is Bina, of Bina, of Tzelem Eloki, Tzelem from Bina, he created Adam. Yes?
No.
It's called that Elohim created Adam in his Tzelem, in his Dmut. We will soon see how it enters inside. Dmut is Hetata, and Yud Kei Vav is the Tzelem. Letter Kuf Yud Gimel, the words of the Ari. And we will clarify the Gimel Otiyot of Tzelem, how they are Gimel Otiyot of Yud Kei Vav. And in the beginning we will start from Mem of Tzelem, because here it comes from the lower to the upper. And the Mem that is in it is the discernment, the higher discernment from all of them. And against it there is Yud of Yud Kevav, that is Chokhmah. And here the Mem of Tzelem is included in the Dalin Mochin, Chokhmah Vebina, Chesed Vegvura, and all, everyone is included of me from Yud, meaning Harem Mem.
What did you read? Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay. What did he say? Again, we'll clarify. Three letters of Tzelem. Tzadik Lamed Mem. Again, these three letters. How they are three letters of Yud Kei Vav. And first we'll start from Mem of Tzelem, because it is from down upwards, because I'm saying the word Tzelem is from down upwards, meaning that Tzadik is below and Mem is above, below and above. And the Mem unit, it's the aspect, it's the upper aspect of all. And against it, Yud, the letter Yud of Yud Kei Vav, and it is Chokhmah, the Chokhmah of Tzelem, and it is included from four Mochin, which are Chub Chug, Chokhmah Chokhmah and Bina, Chesed and Gvura, together. Each one this is 4 times 10 and this is Mem 40. Is it okay? What?
He said before that Yud includes Kachbad. I don't know. I write what he says. What do you want from me? I don't know what he said before. I study what he's saying now. I don't have a head to compare immediately stuff. Afterwards, you'll do it. Study simply also the attitude to the materials, to the studies itself. Item Kuf Yudalid, meaning, and surely this Mochin, meaning the general Tzelem, comes out from the womb of Tvuna Rishona, which is Abba Ve'ima, first Tvuna, which is Abba Ve'ima Ilayim, which is the second, meaning after Abba Ve'ima Ilayim, Klaliim, general Abba Ve'ima, you have Abba Ve'ima Ilayim, meaning from Bina Ilaa, they came down to the stomach, to the beten, and they were clothed inside an additional part, and they were clothed in six sefirot of the second tvuna, which is the third tvuna. And this is Korsnes Aleph, and this is called Tvuna Gimel. The third tvuna. If we're speaking about one, two, three tvunot. But if we're speaking about tvunot, we can call it also the second tvuna. Because this is bina, this is tvuna aleph, first tvuna and second tvuna. Don't be confused here. Let's go on. And there are kachbad, chesem, gvoa, tvuna, which is until the chest, in the aspect of itself. What does it mean? There are kachbad of this tvuna, which is until the chazeh. Maybe he speaks about the opposite value. And you already know that according to the order of division of the Tvuna is also the division of Chokhmah, and from that you'll understand it. We'll see what it tries to say here, it's very hard. Kuf Tetvav, item Kuf Tetvav. It is found that there is also another aspect of Mochin that will close in the third chokhmah of the chokhmah, in the first six sefirot in it. What did he say before, in the end of the last item? Like we divide bina for these parts, we can also divide chokhmah to these parts. Meaning parallel. So now he speaks about the chokhmah. It is found that there is another aspect of mochin, meaning not these tvunot binot that were closed in the third chokhmah of the chokhmah, in the sixth first sefirot in it, which is until the chazeh of it. It is found that there are two tzlamim, zachar and nekeva, male and female, of this meaning that these two tzlamim of zachar and nekeva are the aspect of Chaya and the aspect of Neshama. And Tzelem of Abba becomes the soul to Tzelem, Neshama to Tzelem de Ima, meaning that we studied that when the Chokhmah comes, it always clothed in Atzilut inside of the light of Chasadim, and we see only the light of Chasadim, but not the light of Chokhmah. So here he explains that Selem of Ima, don't think that it comes from Ima, but what Ima gives Selem to the inferior, it's actually Selem of Abba that is closed inside of Selem of Ima. And Selem of Abba becomes Neshama, meaning internal to Selem of Ima, and it is closed inside of Tzelem of Ima, and it disappears there. That's why we're not speaking but from Tzelem of Ima, and from it you'll understand the Tzelem of Abba. And remember and don't forget. So it's important for us to remember that all the Chokhmah comes from Abba, and this is what works there, inside of the will to receive, and brings the will to receive to influence, to bestow. And the light of Bina only holds the vessels, but the correction truly is being made by the light of Chokhmah. Ab in geometry Chesed. What does it mean that the outcome, the result of Ab is that the vessel will be in Chasadim, in the attribute of Bina. The first discernment gives birth to the second discernment. The light that works inside of the will to receive, inside of the first discernment, changes it into the second discernment. And that's why it's very important for us not to forget that all of this tselem is the influence of Abba, which is closed inside of the influence of Ima, and this comes to Zon. Let's go on. Item Kuftet Zayin. And it is known that Abba Ve'ima Avaya and Eke in Yudin, meaning that Abba is Avaya and Ima is Eke, but they are all in Yudin, meaning in Chokhmah, in Mochin. How can it be in Atzilut? We'll see. And this Avaya is concealed inside of Eke. Abba is hidden, concealed, meaning inside the internality of Ima. That's why Tselem in geometry is Eke de Yudin. If you do calculation, if you take Eke with the fulfillment of Yudin, so it will be Tselem. How much is Tselem? 160. With the general, 161. And then you'll get Eke of Yudin. Because Avaya is concealed inside of it, and it is not revealed. And only the Eke of Yudin are revealed, which is in geometry Tselem, because it was already clarified that this Tselem comes from the coupling of Chokhmah and from the upper Chokhmah of Bina, Chokhmah and Bina, which are called Avaya and Eke and Yudin. And from there it is drawn, and that's why it is called on his name. And afterwards they are closed inside of the third Vuna, and that's how they got the name of Sag. On these items we'll go over again. He, even Barasan, does not get deep inside of deep to these items. There is no inner light, I think. So let's go on. Item Kufyud Zayin Ari. And in this discernment, which is closed inside of the sixth first sefirot of the third Vuna, there's the generality of all discernments, like it will be clarified, which are the three letters of Tselem. And that's why this discernment alone is called Tselem, because like in all the rest, in it was cooperated only the Mem of Tselem, and it is found that this discernment of Mem is like a surrounding light from its place to all of the Ranpin until its legs. Again, item Kufyud Zayin. And in this closed discernment, in this discernment that closed inside of the sixth first sefirot of the third Vuna, there is the generality of all the discernments. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let's finish.